MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide. So I just finished the third segment, passing from Vermont into New York, so from Pulteney over to Hampton. I'm a couple miles out of town now. I grabbed a sandwich and then saw that I had a mile plus climb right out of town here, so I thought I'd get on top of that before I'd stop and eat all that. And then I've got, I think it's like 15 miles to the next town to digest. So, so called in yesterday from outside of Warren. I was about to head up Lincoln Gap. So that is brutal. 1.4 miles, 14% average grade. There is maybe just under a half mile that is over 20% steady. And I've got a 42 chain ring with a 1050 cassette. So it's not, it's not ideal when you got a 50 some pound bike. I was afraid to even get out of the saddle because if I got anaerobic or any more anaerobic, there was zero coming back from it. And as I was leaving, I think I mentioned it yesterday, Jeff Mullins rode with me for a bit. And as he was leaving me to head back towards Montpelier, he said he cleaned it, which, you know, of course, that's a challenge. So I took it. I rode it. I made it over the top. I did stop right at the very peak of it, collect myself a little bit. And then it drops down immediately into another climb. You really don't get a break at all. It's not until after that climb that you finally get some descending to really catch your breath. So. Yeah, that was something. And then I rode on through the Green Mountain National Forest for there's a good 25, 30 miles in there. And it's just kind of, there's a couple of longer climbs, one or two that were kind of pitchy, but mostly kind of rolly and not that hard. Typical, pretty East Coast stuff. Kind of boxed in with the trees, not lots of big views, but you know, pretty creeks and that kind of stuff. Couple owls last night, no, not a lot of wildlife. The funny moment was crashing another wedding. So I'm on this, it's called Goshen Dam area. And there's a little lake that this dam makes, and you pass around it. And I was expecting to kind of hit a road and then pass this in called Blueberry Hill Inn. It's like a bed and breakfast kind of thing. I was just expecting to ride by it and I was going to just hit them up for some water. Cause there's really nothing else in the area and there's cabins, but it was after dark. I don't really, like to approach the cabins after dark anyways. Yeah. So I come rolling out of this trail and all of a sudden, I'm kind of along this pond and there's all these lights and trees. And I mean, it's really pretty. I noticed there's a little campfire and then I noticed a couple of people next to it and I'm like, whoa, what's happening here? And then I see the building, house that really is the inn. And so I'm kind of blinding these people with my headlamp and I didn't mean to. But there's a couple there by the, campfire and, they're all dressed up and you know, he's got a boutonniere and, all right, am I interrupting a wedding or something? Oh, yeah, we're just you know, kind of wrapping up. Oh, thank God. After my last wedding experience, I wasn't ready to crash another one. But they were all very nice, started asking questions of where I came from and what I was doing. And usually once I get to that point, then things are good. And they were this time around. And they got me water and then offered me some snacks. They had these wonderful like fudge brownie things that were salted so good. And the lady that worked there brought me a bit of fruit, some peaches and a plum and, just ate all that down and took all the water and carried on and, back out into the woods, more rolly stuff. I wanted to push on a bit later than I did. I stopped around 11, maybe a little bit after, as I left the Green Mountain National Forest and started getting in towards civilization again, finding places to camp gets more challenging. I won't disclose the details of where I camped, but so I had a stealth camp, and mostly because I wasn't sure where I was going to get water. I was still a good 15, 16 miles from where stores were, and they were all closing at 11, so I was going to miss all of that. I was heading into lowland, so I dropped down from 2,000-ish feet to, I think at the point where I camped was maybe around 1,000, maybe a little bit less even. You know, farm country kind of stuff, and I really hate filtering water down there, and I've already had a hospital day for it, so I don't want to do that again. So anyways, I just called it a night there. I had 1 liter of water left, so that's enough to kind of rehydrate and get going in the morning. And so then I pushed on. I got up. Oh, God, I woke up this morning. My air pad, sleeping pad, is mostly deflated, and my pillow is completely flat. So both of them in the same night. So I packed up and rolled on. Oh, also heard crazy snorting noises, like big animal snorting, like nasally forceful aggressive noises. Heard a couple of those as I was just waking up, and that made me sit up, and I can't really see anything out of my tent, so gave it a second, just listened, and then I hear the snorts again. There's like two of them in quick progression. I'm like, what the heck is that? And then so I finally unzip my tent real quick and poke my head out, look around, and there's nothing. I don't see anything. I'm thinking I'm kind of crazy, but I mentioned it to somebody else this afternoon. They're like, most likely it's deer. They probably wanted to come graze in that field, and they were upset you were there, which makes sense. But it gave me a shot of adrenaline to get up and going and forget about my deflated sleeping situation. So I rolled into West Rutland. Had a little cafe there and had a big breakfast, or a couple of them. I don't know, 8 cups of coffee, whatever I could get, and started taking care of all my resupply issues. So I had sent out resupplies. Post office is going to send them back after 30 days, which was supposed to be today. So I took care of Jeff Mullins had taken care of Montpelier for me as far as picking it up. My uncle's picking up what I need in Syracuse for me, or my aunt. I'm not sure which, but both of them, thank you. And then the others, I've got them to hold for 2 to 4 weeks, depending on which location I called. So I think I'm all set on those. I may have to call ahead on some that are further south here in a couple of weeks. But now that I know they will hold them, that's a lot less stress going on there and having to deal with all that. I've still not been able to get my Garmin sorted out, and no response from them. And the fact that whatever happened, it didn't get delivered to Montpelier as it was supposed to. Now I have deflated sleep system. Let's see what else is going on. My headlamp is broken off its mount and also not working that great to begin with. Yeah, just a handful of things. So it's all that's kind of adding up. Sleep system obviously means I'm not sleeping great. The bar mount means I can't ride as late into the night as I'd like. And all the rest of it is just detail. So right now I'm focused on getting over towards Syracuse and getting the bike all sorted out and hopefully take care of a handful of these issues. I'm just not sure how many I can get sorted out completely there. So that's what's going on. I'm about to leave. This is now Hampton, New York, and head over towards Glen Falls. And then sometime past there, I'll start making decisions about what I'm going to do tonight as far as camping or sleeping. I think the sleep pad is slow enough that I could probably get away with it for a night. The pillow is totally shot, and I tried to patch it. I couldn't even find the hole in the pad. So that's what's going on. And the shop in Pulteney, Vermont, somebody happened to be there and helped me out with some brake pads, which I need to figure out how to change now without a work stand. So that's my life at the moment. Thanks for checking in. Bye.